Hello, my name is Chuck W. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 4/11/16. So I will have, today is April 7th, 2021. In 4 days, I'm proud to say that I have 5 years clean and sober. What happened, what it was like, and what happened, and what it's like now. I'm going to do that in about 2.5 minute segments. So what it was like was, I moved here from Long Island, New York. I'm from Suffolk County. I got here with about 4 weeks sober. I was rescued by my two brothers, one that lives here, who's been here 10 years longer than me, and one that still lives back on Long Island. I had a good start at staying sober. Lasted for about 6.5 months, and then the perfect storm lined up. I didn't have a mental defense, was the bottom line. I relapsed. My sponsor had let me go. I didn't accept any of my friends to be my sponsor. I wasn't willing. That was a mistake. Then, what ended up happening was New York had put a restriction on my license for an additional year. So I felt the bottom of my world fall out. I wanted to go back home and get reacquainted with my daughter, who I hadn't seen in some years. She's 30 years old now. The last time I saw her, she was 4.5. So that's what it was like. I trudged the happy road of destiny to the best of my ability. I never did drink. And I didn't die, but I started to go lose my mind a bit at intervals. So what ended up happening was I would go out every once in a while, but I never really could count it as continuous sobriety if it wasn't more than 3 months. So eventually, after a few years, I would gain some traction, get a sponsor, and get more than 6 months. And then I spiraled a few times and I felt like I had something like a psychic break coming and going, in and out, browning out. And I can best explain it through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which I would equate not being able to differentiate the true from the false. Not fully understanding the phenomena of craving and what it meant to concede to my innermost self that I was an alcoholic. Because now I know, when I take gentlemen through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm proud to do that, because it's an honor, duty, and a pleasure to pay forward what men had given me, people in the program. It's not alcoholism, it's alcoholism. I teach them how to pray. I teach them what patient and persistent efforts can afford us. I teach them about being free from the bondage of self by acting as if and doing the work. And if they're in doubt about anything, they ask me. I give them instructions, and I would get reschooled on different things that are going on with me, which are currently still happening. So what it's like now is, I have started to clean up some of my personal relationships, and the ninth step promises are starting to come into play. With my current sponsor, I am able to work through different areas with Steve M., who's been very helpful. And before Steve, I was a home group member, and Barry, who helped Ralph work with different, setting up the meetings with regard to sponsorship. I've been to a number of different sponsorship conferences, and I've been talking to people about going to doing some H&I. I started hospitals and institutions a bit. So back there, I had 6 years of just a lot of struggling. I just wasn't ready. I mention that because it just feels like such a huge free gift. And it's about moving forward, cleaning up my financial affairs. I talk to Steve when I come up with issues that I'm not sure how to handle. And it's a lot of stuff that I just forgot how to do in life, because I often mention the first meeting was the only one I was late for at the age of 36 years old. So I am going to get ready to end this at about the 7 minute mark, in about 10 seconds, and say, I'm a grateful drunk who won't drink, and I talk about my problems, and I live in a solution. God bless and amen. Thank you.